Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
I am not here to drive you batty. Not here to drive you crazy. I just might, though. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way, providing a seamless mortgage experience. Welcome aboard the John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'd like to start today, even though I know she is not up listening on an app. A happy 90th birthday to my mom, Betty Kincaid, who celebrates her 90th birthday today in suburban Philadelphia. My wish for every one of you in the listening audience is, for one thing, I said, sometimes I feel a little guilt when I look at friends who have both of their parents gone, and I get my mom till 90, and my mom is totally with it. You've heard her on the show before. She's totally with it, totally has her mind. She has a little problem with her eyes now that doesn't let her drive or anything anymore, but she's led a really, really great life. And I've gotten her guidance, her wisdom, her backing, her support for all my entire life. And to get to 90 and still be thriving, still having your opinions, still having your mind is a beautiful thing. And as I always would tell you, if you wanted to go by Betty's rules, she's given them on the show before. A cocktail a day is not a bad thing. Five cocktails is, just for note. And she's eaten fruits and vegetables her whole life as a big part of her diet. Whether that is a differentiating factor and why she's here for her 90th birthday, I'm not sure. But congratulations to my mom. And more importantly, what kind of a lucky guy am I that we get to have my mom around? And happy birthday to Betty. As we begin today, college football season's begun, and this will be a popular opinion that is offered to you from a lot of people in the industry. Well, everyone's going to have their hot takes on what they saw. Oh, yeah, well, jump to conclusions. I don't think you have to jump to any conclusions after what you saw yesterday. It's not jumping to a conclusion. It's not, in many of these ways, you can be afraid to have a bold opinion. You can want to straddle the fence and say, well, I'll wait. These people with their hot takes after week one. Let me give you a few little pieces of advice. If you think it's a hot take to say that Missouri, Tennessee, South Carolina all losing in the SEC East, if you think it's a hot take to say that they are burning dumpster fires on this Sunday morning, that ain't a hot take. That's absolute fact. And the only people who want to make it a hot take are those who want to continue to perpetrate myths. Bama and LSU steamrolling in the SEC West. Auburn somehow surviving Oregon, and I have no idea how the Ducks lose that game. No idea how they lost that game and how they let that happen to them. But it happens. It's the Pac-12. Is it a hot sports opinion or a hot take to tell you that the Pac-12 isn't ready for prime time? Okay. Put me in the hot take column. And you know what? By November, you'll all be going, oh, yeah, yeah. Because, like, by Halloween last year, we knew that nobody in the Pac-12 was even going to be in the discussion to play in the national title game. Yeah. And you know what? By Halloween this year, we're going to know it again. So on September 1st, is that a hot take from somebody, or is it the truth? And do you not like the truth? That we've got an entire part of the country that will not be a part of the national championship conversation. Again, is that a hot take? Or is that the truth that maybe you don't want to hear because of your conference alliances? Could be. I will say this. I can remember many more well-played first weeks in college football. The play in the NFL in the preseason stinks. And there are many times where week one of the NFL will provide you with the outliers. In fact, more often than not, you will see some outliers in week one of the NFL. But there was some ugly football being played all over the country. Ugly football. Okay, I spent another offseason hearing about Michigan. Hearing how great Michigan was. Did you flip over and watch any of Michigan? Do you think that Alabama and Clemson and Georgia are scared of Michigan? I can tell you this. Two quarterbacks exited Athens, Georgia. One went to Washington in Jacob Eason. One went to Ohio State in Justin Fields. Justin Fields with an amazing debut in a blowout victory. Jacob Eason, an amazing debut in a blowout victory. Georgia takes care of a conference opponent against Vanderbilt. Defense stifling. Offense, meh. After the first quarter, offense, But more than enough to win. You get Penn State and they're going to score 79 points and feel great about themselves. But with James Franklin's club, you know they're going to lose a game or two that they're not supposed to lose. And he's going to tell you that he's still real proud of his guys, but he'll find some reason to blame somebody else for the loss when it comes. Nebraska, I caught a little Nebraska, South Alabama. Oof. Phew. I mean, phew. Ugly. Stanford, Northwestern. Hope somebody was nudging you on the couch if you caught a few minutes of that one. Oh, I mean, it was a bad first week. That's a bad first week. Yes, there were some exciting upsets and things like that, and that's fine. Quality of play? The college football zealots, the college football media will tell you, oh, college football's back, baby, it's great. That was great? That's what you call great? If it is, we have far different definitions of what the word great means. NFL season begins on Thursday night. Saturday, and as the cap continues to escalate in the NFL year after year, because you know why? Because business is thriving. Despite what some in the media would try to spin to you. We already talked about it last week where, again, ratings through the roof. If you want an ad on an NFL game this year, you're paying 14% more than you paid last year for a 30-second commercial. You're paying 14% more. Upgrade. Going to ad week in college football this year, you're paying 9% more. Just to give you a reference, in Major League Baseball, ad rates were flat on the networks. In the NBA, ad rates were around 1.5%, 2% up. Football is thriving. And with the salary cap going up, that means teams have more flexibility. You're seeing more trades than we've ever seen before in the NFL. And we see a crazy day go down. And I don't know how to describe it in any other way. Crazy moves all over the world. And what happened with the Houston Texans to me defies understanding. So you go and you get yourself Laramie Tunsil, and you bring in Kenny Stills. Mingo and Hyde, I can take them or leave them. You give up two first-round picks, a second-round pick. It's a sixth-round pick, too, but I don't really care. And you let Jadeveon Clowney walk. Now, somebody else can explain this to me, and I heard earlier today on Zach Gelb's show, John McClain was on the show, who is one of my favorite. If there is a Hall of Fame of NFL writers and John McClain isn't in your first three bust when you walk in, the guy's amazing. I want to know, with all the moves that the Houston Texans were able to make and apparent flexibility, they could have kept Clowney. So they could have kept Clowney. If this is about making a run at a Super Bowl, and I keep hearing that about Bill O'Brien. Well, Bill O'Brien's going to make a run at a Super Bowl. And now look, I'm not disagreeing with anyone who has that opinion. Bill O'Brien needs to put a win. Zach Gelb was just saying on his show, he needs a playoff win this year. I think that is absolute minimum what he needs and what he should expect, what we should expect out of him. But if it's all about going out and getting Tunsil and Stills and giving up first-round picks and bringing in Carlos Hyde because you need him to, and you're doing, why wouldn't you keep Jadeveon Clowney? If this is about making a run, if this is about getting you to a Super Bowl, why are you letting him go? And I need everybody to ask this of themselves, because I've heard people saying, wow, can't believe what Seattle paid to get Jadeveon Clowney in there. It's amazing. They fleeced the Texans. Here's what I'm going to ask you. If Jadeveon Clowney was truly this transformational player, why would 30 other teams, let's say maybe 31, let's say 30, 28 teams that might be in the market, why in the world would there have not been a bidding war? Why in the world would you be able to get a guy like Clowney at yard sale prices? It's obvious. You know what it is? The market wasn't strong. So that means guys who are paid to evaluate talent in the NFL were saying, oh, Clowney? Yeah, you can pay him. We don't want to pay him. That is the takeaway. NFL team owners didn't want to pay. General managers didn't want to pay Jadeveon Clowney. They don't want to be the guy. Yeah, they'll give up something for him, but they don't want to pay him. Ask yourself why that is. Why a guy with a resume in the NFL has such little draw to NFL franchises.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.